This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. The Cleveland Orchestra and Baldwin-Wallace University officially launched a joint conservancy program at the college's annual Arts Innovation Summit. A panel of experts discussed challenges facing orchestras across the country. The panel of musicians and arts administrators focused mainly on things like how to engage with new audiences and the lack of diversity in orchestras. But a subject that wasn't covered until I approached the panel after the discussion was sexual harassment. Jesse Rosen is the president of the League of American Orchestras.
At all the meetings that we convene, this is what everyone's working on. And the most recent meeting, we had attorneys, HR professionals, all working with orchestra staff, providing guidance, and they're all doing it in their own home orchestras, doing the hard work of making sure they have practices and policies that create the right kind of culture.
In July, Cleveland Orchestra concertmaster William Prusso was suspended over sexual harassment allegations. Then last month, the Washington Post reported trombonist Massimo La Rosa was suspended in the wake of the Prusso investigation. The Cleveland Orchestra says an independent investigation is ongoing. I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.